This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Pramail Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to all of our ministers that are here, all of our leaders, official staff of this body of believers, to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and to those who are not yet saved, we greet you today, and we pray that you will be saved today. In the name of Jesus, to all who are worshiping with us virtually, we thank God for you as well, and we thank God for His presence. Thank God for His grace. Amen. Amen. This is no ordinary day. Your Bible tells you that this is the day that the Lord has made, and you don't have an ordinary God. And so if an extraordinary God made an extraordinary day for you, you ought to give Him extraordinary praise, extraordinary glory, extraordinary honor. Glory to God. Glory to God. 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. I don't mind y'all knowing today, I am mad at Satan. You know, you have points when you know who he is, you know what he does. But anybody ever had a time where you just sick of him? We're not ignorant of his devices. And I'm going to do what I know was best to do. I'm going to resist the devil through the word of God. Amen. And the best way we're going to make him mad today, we're going to glorify God. And we're going to grow in the word of God. We're going to hear from God. Somebody's life is getting ready to shift right now. Somebody's situation is getting ready to turn around. If you just take your mind off of them and that and this and that kind of stuff, anybody need a word from the Lord today? Let me survey the house. Anybody else sick of Satan like I am? You sick of his traps? You sick of his plots? You sick of the mess? You sick of the gossip? You sick of the stupidity? You're just sick of him. We got something for him today. You know what we're going to do today? We're going to ignore him. We're not going to give no attention. Oh, magnify the Lord. So you got to stop magnifying Satan. We don't come to magnify Lucifer and worry about everything he's doing. We come to magnify the Lord. That means make him bigger than everything else. Don't you know you serve a big God today? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to see anybody else sick of him like me. I just wanted to see. I think y'all playing. Because when you sick of Satan, there's some stuff you just gonna stop doing. You ain't gonna come to church playing around. You gonna come expecting. I better leave this alone. Let me hurry up and preach. Let me hurry through this. I'm gonna hurry best I can. I promise you. I'm gonna rush through this best I can. I promise you. I'm gonna try. I try every week, I promise. I don't try to hold y'all all day. I just try to minister to y'all.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to do the best I can to behave myself. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Samuel chapter 30. Let's begin reading at verse number 6. Are you there? The Bible reads like this. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. Oh, Lord. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I'm going to read that last clause again. That's where we're going to tag our text from. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I'm going to try that one more time. All that's going on, hell broken loose. But David. Now, y'all saw that word but, right? But means that something getting ready to shift. Whatever happened before is not going to matter again. Somebody say, thank God for the but. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. That's enough. We'll stop right there. The grass withers and the flowers fade thereof. Word of our God shall last and stand forever. I want to tag this text this morning. I've got to get myself together.
All right.
I've got to get myself together. I've got to lift your hand toward heaven, if you would. And just say this for yourself. Don't look to a neighbor, because this got to be about you first. You can't help nobody else till you get to help yourself. And say, self, at some point in time, I've got to get myself together. Come on, come on, try and say, self,
you didn't hear me.
At some point in time, I've got to get myself together. Give God a praise. We're getting ready to tell you on today. I've got to get myself together. You catching hell today? You going through today? Frustrated today? Distressed? No, now we don't want to be real in church. Mad at somebody? Holding some of your heart toward people? God's word to you today, child of God. Get yourself together. Discouraged, maybe? Afraid of the unknown? Struggling with your finances? Struggling with your health? Perplexed by what you're reading? Concerned about Ukraine and Russia? Concerned about your neighborhood? You come into church and you're mad at everybody in the church too? Can't find that place? Family going crazy? Job going crazy? Starting to make you think you've gone crazy. God's word to you today is, get yourself together. Isn't it interesting how present conditions calls us to forget about past provision? Did God ever tell you he was going to stop being God just because you're in a new season? Did God ever tell you that he wouldn't fight your battle today because it's a new year and because you're in a new place, your new job? Did God ever tell you that he was going to leave you and forsake you? Yet many of us are living today like God hadn't already done some amazing things for us before.
Amen.
He's healed us.
Amen.
He's blessed us.
Amen.
He's strengthened us.
Yes.
He's protected us from danger seen and unseen.
Yes.
That difficulty you thought was too hard for him then, you went through it because you feel it, because of his grace and his mercy.
Amen.
Yet you're in a new situation and you're going back to the same struggles. Same worry, same medication, same vices, same habits. God's word to us today is, child of God, get yourself together. I'm going to get in trouble real quick because you keep wanting somebody else to do it for you. You want the preacher to give you magic act. You want the deacon to give you attention and time. You want the church to pay attention. But this situation is going to call for you to get yourself together. Because what good does it do you to get put back together here and you can't manage this thing when you get back to the house?
Right, right.
At some point in time, you and I have got to grow to the point to be what God has called us to be.
Amen.
Pouting season is over with.
Amen.
Griping season is over with.
Amen.
Whining season is over with.
Right.
You want big blessings, you got to deal with big burdens.
Mm-hmm.
You want great promises, you got to deal with different pains.
Right.
No, ask God for elevation without some aggravation. Oh, I'm talking good already. You keep asking God for a great thing, but you understand that the higher you go, the more you're looked at. The higher you go, the more you're going to be looked at and challenged and dealt with different things. It's going to call for a season of separation.
That's right.
And you got to get yourself together. You've come too far now to quit. And I want to talk to three or four people who don't mind being honest with the preacher and say, preacher, in my life, I feel like everything's falling apart. Nothing makes sense in my life. My family doesn't make sense. My home life doesn't make sense. My body is turning on me. Issues in my life. My friends have turned to enemies. Enemies have turned into friends. I don't know where I'm going or I'm coming. I don't know what's happening. I got more months than I do have money. I'm struggling every day. I don't look forward to anything anymore. I have no joy. I have no zeal. I have no excitement.
I'm living through other people. I'm living through Facebook. I'm living through Snapchat. I have no joy in myself. Everything I know, I lost. Everything I did have, I done lost that and forgot it. I need some help, but today I need help to get myself together. But you got to be honest and say, I'm falling apart. And God's word to you today is you're not going to die. You are not going to die in this valley. This storm will not take you out. This sickness will not be unto death. It's only to propel you to the next dimension, but you got to be ready to get yourself together. Come on, take those grave clothes off. Take those mourning clothes off and put on your articles of praise. Put on your instruments of praise. I'm getting ready to come out. I'm getting ready to go higher. I'm getting ready to get stronger. I'm going to get myself together. I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of broken people not getting themselves together. Because broke people, hurting people ain't going to do nothing but hurt other people. That's why I'm coming to do warfare today. I've been in warfare all week. Haven't been able to, had to isolate myself from people just to be able to give you this word today, because there's some stuff you got to understand that we've got to get ourselves together. The devil is not trying to destroy you by messing with you. He's trying to destroy you by messing up your relationships. It's time to get yourself together. Now, in order to get yourself together, y'all ready for this? And I'm going to go into the sermon. In order to get yourself together, y'all interested in knowing this? You got to deal with the fact that the problem is you. I knew you weren't going to shout on that one. But if you really want some real help, for real, if you really want God to bless you and deliver you, you got to deal with the fact that I'm not going to look in the window and point fingers at everybody else. I'm going to look in that mirror and say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not the church, not the president. It's me. Y'all ever been to a store and you see breakable items on the shelf? And on the shelf, they have a sign normally tells you, you break, you buy. Because you shouldn't have picked it up and dropped it. So if you go pick it up, be responsible for it. Okay. You want to be deep? Be responsible. You want the anointing? Be responsible. You want the gifts? Be responsible for it. Don't act like it ain't yours because it's done broke now. Pick it up, find the glue, pay for it, and manage it so that God can get the glory with your life. Here's your shout today. Your failure is not final.
That's right. That's good. That's good.
That's your good. Failure is not fatal.
Thank you, Lord.
But you got to remain faithful even after failure. All right. We're talking about David. And David, in the text, the Bible says, is greatly distressed because he finds himself being kicked out of enemy territory to go back to a temporary home. He just left from hanging out with the Philistines. And the Philistines put him out because they didn't think they could trust him. He's on the run from Saul. So on the run from Saul, he starts making friends with the wrong people. Now, you just killed Goliath last Sunday, we talked about. Yeah. And now you want to hang out with Philistines because you're on the run from Saul.
Yeah.
Look how life will take you.
Yeah.
It'll take you places you never thought you'd go. Yeah. Doing things you never thought you'd do. Yeah. Fooling with who you never say you fool with. Yeah. And the Philistine warfare is getting ready to happen between Israel and the Philistines. And the Philistines are so afraid of David's anointing. Missed it. They're so afraid of his anointing that they put him out. Instead of getting mad and not being invited to some stuff, instead of being mad about some people not wanting you around, you ought to be grateful to God that God is sparing you from some stuff that you might not need to get into. Amen. So he goes back to this place called Gath, where he has made a home in a place called Ziklag. Can the church say Ziklag? Ziklag. It's not where he should be. He's supposed to be in Judah, but he's so afraid for himself and not living in the promises of God, he's not where his promised place is. And so until he gets back the way he's supposed to be, his purpose place, he's got to deal with life and deal with the consequences of his choices. God talking good already. Y'all don't want to hear him. So he's in Ziklag. And while he was in with the Philistines, he comes back to Ziklag expecting to see family, expecting to see his stuff, expecting to see he and his band of soldiers come back to Ziklag and find it burned down. They find it burned down. All their stuff is gone. Their wives and their children have been stolen from them. Oh, Lord. The Amalekites have, who was another enemy of the Israelites, have came and robbed and plundered everything from Ziklag. Now, you're going to miss grace here real quick. Because when David had been fighting battles in prior chapters, he killed everybody.
Yeah, that's good.
But the text says the Amalekites came and just stole everybody.
Yeah, that's good.
Y'all going to connect the dots before it's over with.
Amen.
When David was doing warfare, he killed folk till they was really dead. But the Amalekites came and just took all David's stuff and took his wives and the children, but didn't kill them.
Amen.
So just because it's not in your possession now don't mean it's dead. It's just not where it should be. Okay, I thought some people was going to be excited about what you're getting ready to recover.
Yes.
That it's just because it's gone don't mean it's dead. Just because you can't see it don't mean it doesn't exist, but you got to go back and get some recovery. I thought I had about 3 people, and I'll be number 4, who are in desperate need of recovery. It's not that I'm missing out. It's just I don't have it yet. I need to recover my joy, recover my purpose, recover my peace, recover my celebration, recover what God has for me. Okay. You got to be able to deal with the reality that you lost it.
Yeah.
Now the Bible says David and his soldiers and his men are all greatly distressed and mourning because they've come back and they find nothing in their temporary home. And the Bible says they are greatly distressed, and now David's chosen soldiers are talking about getting rid of him. They're so mad. They're so frustrated. They're so grief-stricken, they're not the very ones you thought would never turn their back on you. Or now talking about getting rid of you. I thought I'd go talk to a real church. Anybody in that season where you're learning people who they really are and not what you thought them to be? Or you're learning people who they really are and not what you tried to make them out to be? God has allowed you to hear the conversation. God's allowed you to see the text message. God's allowed you to see their treachery. God's allowed you to see their betrayal, and then you still loving them and they hating you all this time. How do you deal with the reality of having this many low-down folk that close to you? Now, while we were winning victories, David, King David. Yes. While we was on the mountaintop, David, that's my boy. But now we going through stuff. I don't know that dude. I ain't with him. Let's go and kill. I wish I had some real people. You ever got some fair weather people in your life? Some fair weather friends? You ever want to know who's really in your life? Mess around and have some trouble. Mess around and go through a valley. Mess around and lose that money. Mess around and don't have a party. Mess around and don't be the one and see how many people stick around. See why you stop your shout right there? Because we got some fair weather saints. When the church is popular, you want to show up. When the church is popular, you all in. But with some mess going on, I don't go there. I don't know them. I don't fool with them. Hold on. Yeah. David's got to deal with his personal suffering, but then got to deal with public suffering, because how can I lead people who trying to kill me? Now they're speaking of stoning him. He's greatly distressed. They're greatly distressed. But he wasn't talking about killing them.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, Lord. The Bible says they're talking about killing him. Because if we hadn't have followed him, we wouldn't be in this mess. If we hadn't have followed David, we wouldn't be in this struggle. You ever be around people who like to play the blame game? I thought I was talking to real people. Who can always tell you what's wrong? Always blaming you when it go wrong. But watch this, take credit when it goes right. Lord have mercy. I got to get through. Got to get yourself together. But the Bible says David, with all that going on, hell has broken loose. Not to mention he's still on the run from Saul. So I'm dealing with some trying to catch me, some trying to get me now. I don't know what's next. Oh, okay, I thought I was talking to real people. When nothing in your life looks like it's worth even getting up the next day for. See, it's a lot behind those masks this morning. It's a lot going on between your ears this morning. It took some of us a great deal of work to make it from home to this place. Y'all just see folks shouting but don't know their story. Yeah, y'all see folk in the seat, but you judge them by where they are, their destination, but don't understand their journey. Because some people are struggling just to get out of bed, struggling just to get in the car. It ain't that easy for some people to get up and just praise God anyhow, because their life is being plagued. Their life is on the line. Trouble all around them. Heartbreak every day. Struggles every day. Issues every day. I better get in trouble real quick. And they don't need you good church folk looking down your nose at them, judging them by their path, and judging them by their attire, and judging them by what they smell like. You don't know the hell it took for me to get to the house of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith. At the finishing line, I pray I'll see God's face. Tell your neighbor, move if you ain't gonna help me. Stop talking about me if you ain't gonna help me. Move out of my way. David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And the question I got to ask this text, Lord, how? Somebody say how.
How?
How does David encourage himself in the midst of all that going on in his life? On the run. Everybody know his mistake. He shouldn't have even left Judah. He should have trusted God and not run from Saul. And doing things your way gets you in this place. So how do you deal with your fear and then deal with your disobedience and then deal with enemies who used to be friends and then with friends who used to be enemies? How do you deal with this perplexity in your mind, not knowing where you are, not knowing what the next day holds, because you're struggling with everything around you? And the question is, how did David get himself together? How could he get it together? How? I had to spend some time with this text and spend some time with God. God, how? Because David got a whole lot going on. And sometimes I'm ready to quit after one issue. Okay, I thought I was going to talk to real people. See, I can't stand folk who holy but ain't human. I can't stand them. I need to talk about three people. I got anybody who holy and human. You love the God, you love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, but you understand you get sick of folk, you get sick of stuff, you get sick of mess, you tired of being sick and tired, you just so sick and tired, sick and tired.
Yes, Lord.
Don't judge me. Pray with me. Because I'm going to admit in front of y'all. Y'all ain't going to admit it. I still got work to do to get myself together. I am not everything that I should be yet, but God is not through. And when I come forth, I shall come forth as pure gold. See, y'all perfect. Y'all ain't got no problem. You ain't got no headache. You ain't getting frustrated. You don't get angry. But the devil is a liar in my life. Sometime I want to put this Bible down, take this suit off, and handle stuff. How do you encourage yourself and don't ignite yourself? How do you encourage yourself and don't embarrass yourself? How do you encourage yourself and not disappoint the ministry? How do I encourage myself and not God be disappointed in me? I wish I had people who's real like me trying to figure that out. Because when people know that you love God, they play with that.
Yeah.
I thought I could talk to tell the truth real quick. They know where your heart is, so they'll try to strategize and sabotage and mess up. All right. I thought I had some real mamas up in here. You know, bother me all you want. When you mess around a couple of my children, it's a whole nother level of ghetto I go to. Now sit down, because if I tell the truth, I'm kind of upset with the text. Because the text says David didn't go to church. I'm upset with the text because the text doesn't say that David went to Bible study and had a prayer call or the church elders laid hands on David. I'm upset with this text. You know why? Because it gives David no excuses that you and I use on a daily basis as to why we don't even want to be encouraged. Have you met folk who don't want to be encouraged?
Yeah.
See how quiet my amen's got? By 47%, they decreased. Because many of us would rather be babied than blessed. You ever have a baby that cry? What's wrong, man? They just keep crying. Now, do you expect a one-year-old baby to tell you? Well, Dad, I'm kind of hungry. A one-year-old ain't finna tell you what's wrong. But I can understand it from a baby. I don't get it from a 60-year-old. What's wrong? Do you want to be better? You come to the altar. What can we pray for? You don't want encouragement. You want to be enabled. Black man, if you don't stand bold and preach. Watch this. It takes away excuses. Because David, watch this. Taylor Young Lai said it. He fixed himself. Taylor Young Lai, I had to get on those TV show. I fixed myself. He got himself together. Here's how he did it. Let me submit to you that if you go get yourself together, it's a couple of things you got to do. And I'm going to be out your hair. Number one, you got to dedicate yourself to personal prayer. I knew it. I knew it. That's why I knew it was the right word. Because I ain't just say prayer, I said personal. Then I said something like dedicate. Ooh, preacher. You telling folk who don't want to commit to God that they got to commit to praying to God. Then some of us who are leading the church in trouble here, because we spend so much time praying to God for other folk. That you ain't got nothing left to pray for yourself. David encouraged himself in the Lord. David got up. Missed it. David got up. Because he finds encouragement in himself, he gets up. Because getting myself together is more than saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Get in trouble, Ham. Amen. Help your people today, Ham. It's more than, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh! You got to speak in English and work tomorrow, don't you? And you need just as much victory in English as you got in the tongue. Now, it's controversial to see us with so much victory up in here and so defeated everywhere else. If you got a God that only bless you in the building, you ain't got a God at all. I'm preaching, Ben. Y'all saying amen.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
You got to dedicate yourself to personal prayer. David gets up, goes to Abiathar, the high priest. Missed it. He goes to Abiathar, the high priest, and asks for the ephod. Can the church say ephod? The ephod is the vest, the prayer vest, that the high priest wore. Now, you missed your shout. Because in the midst of the distress and the frustration and the calamity, how was prayer so close? You missed it, you missed it, you missed it, you missed it. The text told us that David lost it all. He lost his wives and his children and his boys, missed their wives and their children and all their stuff, and their cattle was gone. So how could you still get to Abiathar? And the ephod had on it what was called the Urim and Thummim, two jewels that were designed to tell us the will of God. David sought God before he sought revenge.
That's right.
Before he made a move, he talked to God about it. Before he hurt himself, he talked to God about it. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we will not carry everything.
That's right.
Y'all, I made you mad. Because you done got mad, you done cried, you done complained, you done quit, you done resigned, you done gave up, you done threw shots, you done cussed, you done fought, you done shot, you done everything else and have not prayed yet. It ain't my fault that God done told you. You should have talked to me first and you could have saved yourself a lot of trouble. But if you learn to stay in my will, some stuff won't happen. Bring me the ephod. That means, child of God, that no matter how far life take you, I don't care where trouble take you, you're not within reach of the presence of God. And I wish I had about three people, I'd be number four, who could say, Lord, thank you that I may get away from people, but I never depart from your presence. You're with me when I go in. You're with me when I go through. You're with me when I come out. I'm never without your presence. Now, I'm going to really make you mad because this is 1 Samuel 30. We're in February 20th, 2022. And over 2,000 years ago, Christ died on the cross. And when Christ died on the cross, the veil of the temple was rent.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Before then, we had to go to somebody, some priest to pray for us. But when the rent was torn, you can go to the holiest of holies.
My Lord.
Look what David does. David goes and seeks the Lord and says, Lord, should I pursue? Did you hear David say, oh, thou majestic God. Oh, God who made the universe. God who put the wetness in water, who put the sweetness in sugar. Oh, God who spoke out of nothing and made it something. Lord, should I pursue? Y'all so deep. Okay, come here, Peter. He began to walk on water, and then he let the waves and the wind and the storm get to him. You get in the right drowning situation. Lord, save me. You know, some people, I better not bother this, but some people you don't even want to eat with because by the time they get through praying, your food done got cold. I'm sitting there waiting on you, and my food done got cold. Now we got to do it again. I ain't going to name no names, but there's a couple of them in here. You got to dedicate yourself to personal prayer. David goes to God first. Now, many of us, I'm not going to ask you because you're going to say the right answer in church. So I'm going to just give you the answer before I ask you the question. Most of us don't go to God first. We go to God last.
That's right.
And now you got two problems. The problem you had before you went, and the problem you done two problems because you didn't go to him. Okay. See, if you just went to God and say, Lord, help me with my anger. What do I do? You didn't go to God because you really wanted to get him. And you know what God gonna tell you because you know his word. God gonna say, be angry, but sin not. God gonna say, forgive. Well, I don't want to do that. Therefore, I ain't gonna ask God. So I'm gonna go cuss. I'm gonna go punch him. Then I'm gonna say, Lord, forgive me for what I'm about. That's why most of us don't pray, because we know what God will tell us.
Right.
Especially those of us who know the Lord. Right. David is a man after God's own
heart.
David is the one who has the anointing that all works for him. So the anointing ain't just to destroy demons.
Right.
The anointing is to help you with you.
Right.
The Spirit of God in you is not for you to slay demons and speak in tongues. The Holy Spirit in you is for you to shut up when you would cuss. Holy Ghost, hold me now. Holy Ghost, don't let me say it. Holy Ghost, give me another solution. Holy Ghost, activate. Wonder power, activate, Holy Ghost. I wish I had some real folks. I ain't talking to real people yet. Anybody need the Holy Ghost to activate?
Yeah.
From 8 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. from Monday through Friday? Anybody need the Holy Ghost to activate from Sunday morning, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.? Holy Ghost, activate before I get aggravated. Okay, y'all have it on your mind before you come. If they come to me today with that foolishness, if she look at me stupid, if she step on my feet, don't speak, if she disregard me, if she bypass me, today gonna be the day. But if you're gonna seek the Lord, Lord, keep me day by day in a pure and perfect way. I wanna live. Lord, I wish I had some help. Okay. See, the Amalekites know what they've done. It's one thing to mess with you, but they done stole David's stuff. So David, ladies and gentlemen, feels a certain way. See, church folk don't like to admit when you're in your feelings. Because you can't deny what you feel. You're supposed to let your faith outweigh what you feel. But don't deny what you feel. Oh, I ain't mad. Man, you just as mad as you can be.
Yeah.
You six shooter hot.
Yeah.
38 hot. Fish grease hot. Get to shaking your legs and. I ain't mad. I'm good. Dedicate yourself. You want to get yourself together? Dedicate yourself to personal prayer. Then when you get to the preacher, to the church, we can pray with you in that you've already prayed for yourself. Because nobody knows but you what you're dealing with. Now, it's not fair to ask folk to be up all night and you go to bed.
That's right. Amen.
Because I done been perplexed as a preacher. I've been perplexed as a pastor. Because when I last talked to some of y'all, I thought you was almost out of here the way you was talking. Then I go to a ball game. I see you up there. T-I-T-E-R. No, I just. You mean tell me you woke me up at 2:30 in the morning? I'm about to go, Pastor. I'm about to go. I'm about to do it. We are proud of you. I said, we are proud. Whoa. Lonnie, throw him out of the game. I'll deal with that later. That's another sermon for another time. when London throws you out. That's a message we're working on. You low down to throw your own pastor out of a game. I'm going to just say that, and I'm going to move on. But you low down to throw your own pastor out of a game. They want to have church Sunday morning. Dedicate yourself to personal prayer. Then develop productive partnership. You want to get yourself together? At some point you realize in part of getting yourself together, you can't do it by yourself. Oh, you missed your shout right there. Part of getting yourself together is knowing you can't do it all. Here it is. David, he hears from God. God says, pursue, for you shall surely recover all. You missed your shout. What do you do when God says yes? Ooh. What do you do when God says yes, pursue it? That means no matter what I handle on the way to in pursuing it, if God says I'm going to recover it all, that means I'm going to recover it all. It don't matter what I got to go through. If God says I'm going to have it, that means I'm going to get it. So I'm shouting while I walk. I'm shouting while I go through. I'm shouting while I'm sweating because God promised me I'll recover all. Hallelujah. When I got to develop some productive partnership here because he gets up and goes to pursue the Amalekites. He and his 600 men. Hold up. Rewind. These the same dudes. Y'all missed it. These are the same dudes in verse 6 who talking about stoning him. But you following me. I wish I had a, y'all don't want to. I'm in the Bible. I ain't at the Bible, y'all. The same brothers who talking about stoning him, they done seen he talk to God, they follow him. Ooh, see how quiet y'all got? Because you call folk like that fake. I'm going to deal with this in a minute. Amen. I'm going to get here in a minute. I'm almost there. Because you are still upset with what they said about you. Yeah. That you don't even want to lead them anymore. If you had your way, you wouldn't fool with folk who've been talking about you.
Right.
But who did you go talk to about it? God said for you to pursue and walk. You can't help who following you.
Right. That's good.
If you keep walking ahead, you won't be looking behind that much no way. He takes 600 men. And on the journey, they come to this brook, Besor. And 200 of the 600 say, we tired. Okay, I thought I had some real people. We on the way to do some good work to go recover what God said we supposed to have back. I tired. David, we don't mean you no harm. We just can't go no further. Watch what David does. He take the 400 he got. Am I in the Bible, y'all?
Oh, yeah.
David, take the 400. He don't sit there and beg 200 who ain't going.
Right.
See, because in that 200, oh, God, minister God, in that 200 is somebody you love so much. Mm-hmm. And if they look like they fake and phony, you won't move because of who won't move. But some people are not meant to get you to blessing. They meant to go with you to Brooks. You got some Brook people. You got some blessing people. But you can't get mad at Brook people for not wanting to be blessing people. They only go with you so far.
That's right.
Come on, I know God talking to you. There's only some, I don't care how much you love them, how cute they are, how anointed they are, how fine they are. Some people ain't going to go that far with you. And you got to learn how to be okay with who don't go, but don't stop going just because who you love won't go. Because God promised us we going to recover it all. And I love you, but I can't stop because I got to go get my provision. I got to go get my purpose. I got to go get my blessing. I love you. I hate to leave you. I wish you was with me. But if you want to stay, I got to go. Watch this. I told you I'm coming for you. This is my favorite point because I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for New Zion today. I'm coming for New Zion today. I already done came for New Zion today. I'm coming for you on purpose. Just cause somebody vote against it don't mean you can't have it. Woo! Just cause they don't sign off on it don't mean it ain't God's will. You can put your hand down. You can fold your arms. Stay by the brook. We going to the blessing. Whoa! Here it is. Here it is. Watch this. They keep moving. They keep moving. And the Bible says in the field. Somebody say in the field. In the field they find this Egyptian slave. They find this Egyptian slave who has been left by the Amalekites. They find an Egyptian slave who they don't know them. And they give him some bread and water to get his strength back. And they talk to him a little bit. Man, who are you? Where are you going? Well, I'm an Egyptian slave. The Amalekites left me here. Because I was of no more use to them. I'm of no more use to them, but God worked it out that I can be of use.
Yeah.
Watch this. I told you I'm coming for you. The Egyptian slaves start telling the story. We've raided several villages, and we just left Ziklag. Hold on, I'm going to try again.
Yes.
They find on the way to pursue what God said to recover, they find this Egyptian slave who the Amalekites have left because he was no more use to them. He got broke down on the journey and was no more use. They talk to him and help him. And in helping him, they find out he was part of what stole from them. Part of getting yourself together is being able to let somebody be your partner without holding charges because of their past. Ooh, I said I was coming for New Zion. Because some of y'all got the same gift working the same area. But because of past history, you won't let them work with you because you're bringing charges against them for what they did to you in the past. And so now you won't help them, but instead of not helping them, you're hurting you. Because they know secrets you don't know. What do you do when the one who took from you knows where your provision is? Speak God. Because what I'm saying to you is, part of getting yourself together is forgiveness. Can you see David? Can you feel David? That he heard this man say, we just got through robbing Ziklag. Mm. I wasn't tripping by no other village you talked about. But he said Ziklag. I done gave this man some raisin bread. I done fed him, and he took from me. I got a right to kill him. And growth is when you don't do what you got a right to do, you do what's right to do. Growth means, even though I have a right to get you, it's not right. Thank you, Lord. Because so many of us want our rights. You want justice. Well, if you want justice, die in your sin. If you want justice, don't receive grace and mercy. If you want justice, call your sins out and you die right in your sin. Because you want God to be fair with you, don't you? And we're plaguing because we want fairness in the house of God. That ain't fair. If God was fair, you and I wouldn't be here. God is just. He's righteous. I'm feeding this man who confesses. He doesn't know I'm David. I know his identity, but he don't know mine. So forgiveness means I cover you and don't expose me. I know you're mad. But you said you want to get yourself together. And part of you getting yourself together is getting that unforgiveness out of you. And God, watch this, God gonna keep letting you face this until you learn the lesson about forgiveness. Leave the church, you go find another one and face it again. Leave that job, you go find another job that's going to face the same problem. It ain't about who it is, it's about the lesson you're supposed to learn to take you to the next level. Because if you ain't got no better, wherever you go, go get worse.
Amen.
Tell them I said it.
Amen. That's good.
Can you tell us where the Amalekites are headed? I'll tell you on one condition. Don't kill me. That dude's smart. He might be broke down and tired and hungry, but he's smart. Don't kill me and don't put me back with them. Some of your partners you get when you start, some of your partners you get on the journey.
Oh, that's good.
Now, if I'm filled with unforgiveness and malice and hate, I'm going to miss out on a profitable partnership. Somebody who could be a part of my blessing. But because they're different than me or they're connected to my past, hurt, I won't deal with them. And now you're searching for a provision and all you have to do is talk to your partner. Yeah, Ham. Yeah, Ham. Because some of y'all are doing everything you can not to talk to your partner. Because you don't like who God partners you with.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I bet not. Instead of operating in the gift you both have, you just try to do it different and discreet to make your gift look a little more elaborate than their gift. Instead of connecting your gifts, and then the whole body be glorified. But what you do is keep the body divided, making people make choices off gifts. Now, because people don't want to make that choice and get in trouble, the body suffers. He's a slave, but he's got a past. But he needs some redemption and some forgiveness that he can be a part of progress. That's somebody in this room. That's some brother or sister on the streets. They've fallen on hard times. But somebody of God's needs to reach out to them and restore them. Part of getting yourself together is helping others get together. They move forward. He tells them exactly where the Amalekites are. And had he not talked to this partner, you miss out on your provision at the right time. If you try to find it yourself, you don't find it. Y'all not gonna like this when I say, but it's really truthful. You need to have some used to bees in the house to know how to minister to steal ours. Okay, what am I saying? You need some ex-former whatevers to help you deal with the current whatevers. The problem we have in the church is that the current Christians act like they're not ex and former. I don't see how they can the same way you did and got too old to do it. How could they drink like that the same way you did for the doctor put you on that Percocet? I'm talking about y'all saying amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen.
You're so judgmental about steps you've made. You were like that. God let you outlive it. And outlive them that you was doing it with. Okay. There are some parts of the church history we can't print. My mom and daddy, we built this church, and your mom and daddy slept with everybody to keep the church. All of us, it's not y'all have sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Don't judge me by my sin that you committed yourself. Help me get saved and redeemed by